I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is. And we're here just a little bit north of Appalachia.
Yeah.
Hillbilly country is right around the corner for us.
I grew up in Steubenville, Ohio.
Oh, on okay.
The Ohio River, just across the river, literally, was Weirton, West Virginia, Follinsby. Growing up closer still to those mountain folk, right next to Pittsburgh. So there's the urban, and then, you know, it's a nice mix.
Sometimes a revelation for some people to know how close we are to hillbilly country.
For sure. Yeah.
And Hillbilly Elegy came out.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance.
Right.
And now we have the movie, which you and I haven't seen because we're recording just before it comes out.
No, I will tell you this. I have read about half of that book. The reason I read half of it is because I got annoyed and put it down.
Okay.
At some point, I just gathered that this was really a veiled apologia for a bunch of people who are usually racist, otherwise...
Merriam-Webster would say...
Otherwise, discreditable.
The term hillbilly is disparaging and offensive.
I'm curious about the movie, and if I suspect Ron Howard, of all people, also doesn't delve into the reality of...
So less of the nitty-gritty. But anyway, what we're interested in exploring is how much movies have helped promote this pejorative meaning to hillbillies.
They don't come off very well, right? Because I know, what is the first movie on your list?
The one that everybody comes up with is Deliverance, of course.
Deliverance, of course. And there's no need to belabor that, right? It does get at the central tension, right, which we still talk about, this tension between the urban and the rural.
Oh, yeah.
This feeling that these people are disconnected, have been left behind.
This kid with the ears, he's still around somewhere. I've seen it on the,
but so anyway, there are variations of Deliverance out there. Do you remember Southern Comfort?
Yeah.
About a National Guard group. Now that takes place in the bayous, Cajuns.
Yeah.
It's still the same premise, right?
What about Coal Miner's Daughter?
I got that on my list.
Okay,
too. Coal Miner's Daughter. See,
which
that's
is
a very, that's
an upscale
positive,
part.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a positive portrayal
of somebody who changed
the
country
grit,
music.
The heart, right?
Wow, yes.
That's a good one. There's another one that I haven't seen that I've read about, but it doesn't really take place in hillbilly country. It's called The Last American Hero, 1973, Jeff Bridges. He plays a race car driver, Junior Johnson. And it really, again, like Coal Miner's Daughter, portrayals of positivity when you use your talents to escape that
similarly
mentality.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Right? Talladega Nights?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a successful race car driver?
Yes, he was.
All right. So is that what you're talking about?
I think so, yeah. But I think Junior Johnson achieved more and wasn't as quite a delightful idiot as Ricky Bobby.
Adam Sandler from Waterboy?
Another sort of bayou portrayal. I would bet that Deliverance not only holds up, but is probably a really relevant portrayal of city folk, smug.
But typical Hollywood pads it. You're talking genetic deficiencies. They're promoting on this the exceptional gifted
player.
Hollywood pads it in favor of the urban. But I mean, that's unfair.
It's got to be unfair.
Because
they're going kayaking. You got to murder these guys. Rape them.
I still think my point is Hollywood has been complicit in the pejorative.
Okay, I get you.
Okay.
All right. What I was going to say is you crank that up a little bit, and this is to your point. You crank that horror up a little bit, and then you get The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh.
You know, you get Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Right. If you just take that same idea and turn it up to 11, you get people wearing other people's skin.
Because on the other side, you always have the Dukes of Hazzard and the Beverly Hillbillies, which is benign.
Yeah,
they're just stupid.
Yes,
right. And they're funny.
And they illuminate our own absurdity, right?
Yes,
in that vein.
Yeah. The classiest one, in one sense, besides Coal Miner's Daughter and Yulee's Gold, would be Winter's Bone.
I knew you were going to say Winter's, showing the grit, determination, class struggle. Harlan County, USA.
Oh,
remember that documentary about the struggles of the coal mining?
Yeah. Good one.
Culture.
So what have we done here?
Well, we've helped the hillbillies. We've done them a great service here by pointing out that they're often unfairly portrayed.
We might return after we see Hillbilly Elegy.
I hereby vow to honor that agreement.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.